In this bulletin, Australia's medical regulator approves the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine for use in Australia. Police in Myanmar file a new charge against ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. And in sports, Serena Williams and Novak Djokovic advance to the Australian Open semi-finals. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sofia Petrovic. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is calling for Australians to have confidence in the Oxford-AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine. It is the second COVID-19 vaccine approved for use in Australia. The vaccine is expected to be ready by the end of March. An initial supply of 3.8 million doses will be imported into Australia before millions more are manufactured at a CSL plant in Melbourne. It has an efficacy rate of 82% when two doses are administered 12 weeks apart. The head of the TGA, Professor John Skerritt, says for people aged 65 and over, it is to be given on a case-by-case basis.
Frankly, there's not a difference when you go into the real world between whether something's 82% or 90%. So I would emphasise that a lot of this discussion of numbers is not particularly relevant. What's important is to get vaccines into people's arms. And the AstraZeneca gives us a vaccine that can be used not only in major facilities, but also in primary care through GPs and potentially through pharmacy practices.
Victoria's five-day lockdown is due to end, but residents are eager to find out whether restrictions will be lifted or eased over time. The state's third lockdown was initially imposed until midnight on Wednesday after the highly infectious UK strain of the virus escaped from a quarantine hotel. Premier Daniel Andrews warned it is unlikely to return to its previous restriction settings immediately. Some restrictions may remain temporarily. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the state's snap lockdown was necessary to ensure mystery cases and exposure sites didn't put the community at further risk.
The alternative of having to face an outbreak that was out of control would have meant even more trauma for the Victorian people. Whenever we take actions, we are always trying to balance those risks.
Police in Myanmar have filed a new charge against ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi, which may allow her to be held indefinitely without trial. Ms. Suu Kyi has already been charged with possessing walkie-talkies that were imported without being registered. Her lawyer, Kin Mang Zhao, says she's being accused of violating Article 25 of the Natural Disaster Management Law, which has been used to prosecute people that have broken COVID-19 restrictions.
Two cases. The first one is, as already mentioned, she was charged with Import Export Act. And the second one is Disaster Management Act. Two cases against her. She was charged and she was sent to the court only virtually. On video conferencing, she was asked by the presiding judge and she answered all her questions.
Peaceful protests against Myanmar's military coup have continued. Buddhist monks marched through the streets of Yangon before holding a demonstration outside the United Nations local office. And to tennis, Serena Williams says she appreciates every match she wins following her victory over world number two Simona Halep. The 81-minute match saw Halep lead 3-1 in the second set, but Williams recovered to take the final five games of the match, smashing 24 winners to Halep's 9. Williams says she's relieved to progress to her 9th Australian Open semi-final, where she will take on Naomi Osaka.
I definitely think this is the best match I've played this tournament, for sure. And obviously I had to, going up against, you know, number two in the world. So I knew that I had to, you know, do better. And, you know, that's what I did, and so I'm excited.
In the men's match of the night, world number one Novak Djokovic defeated Alexander Zverev. After losing the first set 6-7, Djokovic bounced back to take the next three 6-2, 6-4, 7-6.
I mean, down to the last, very last shot, it was anybody's game, it was anybody's match. A lot of nerves out there, just a lot of pressure, and emotionally I feel a little bit drained, honestly. It was a great battle.
And for a quick look at today's weather, today in Perth, mostly sunny, 28 degrees, 36 degrees in Adelaide, also sunny. Blue skies in Melbourne, 32, and much the same in Hobart, 28 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra today, 24. A possible morning shower in Sydney, 26 degrees. Shower or two in Brisbane, 28 degrees. And showers in Darwin today, a possible storm, 30 degrees. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.